Convention, we urge not only to focus on building the capacity of youth to engage in political processes, but also to develop their own capacity to effectively collaborate with youth and vulnerable groups. We heard great examples that can serve, you know, as food for thought for initiatives that could take place. This could include also practical training for party representatives on inclusive and decision-making processes. We demand parties to include youth representatives within the party representatives to the Aarhus Convention. We call for parties to facilitate and encourage public awareness and participation by making information widely available, accessible, and communicated also to sources which are easily accessible to youth in particular. There is also a need for a stronger interconnection between educational and policy institutions. We believe that this will equip young people with the right tools to respond promptly to the opportunities of participation that reflect important decisions which are made in the present, such as those concerning the mitigation of the climate crisis. We urge parties to engage in structural dialogue with young climate activists at national levels. These activists, especially those engaging in civil disobedience, are facing rising risks and intimidation, harassment, and repression following their activities. We request parties to stop criminalizing them and set up consultation processes with them to gather their demands and facilitate this process of a dialogue. Lastly, we ask parties to create pathways for local youth initiatives in the context of public participation, access to information, and access to justice and environmental matters to be showcased in the Aarhus Convention processes. And another two recommendations that we think are relevant for the Aarhus Convention Secretariat. We really think that the institutionalization of youth representation is valuable, and that the Aarhus Convention can and shall establish a Youth and Children Advisory Council to the Aarhus Convention. A good practice here to learn from is the Advisory Council on Youth of the Council of Europe. That is a co-decision-making body which establishes standards and work priorities of the Council of Europe's youth sector and makes recommendations for future priorities, budgets, and programs. We also request to implement policies requiring a minimum percentage of youth participation in the Aarhus Convention processes. So to sum up, public participation requires more than simply following a set of procedures. It requires the possibility of creating a tangible impact. We need to have more youth representatives in this room, included in youth national organizations and delegations. And youth, we need to acknowledge that is not a homogenous group and we shouldn't be treated like this. Therefore, it is important that we ensure the diversity of youth representatives. Our position should not be a privilege here, but an institutionalized seat instead. We think that this will lead to the creation of intergenerational policy partnerships and will strengthen the concept of democratic societies. Thank you.